Footy News.
Yes, we're going to go through some of the big topics around the game of rugby league. Let's start the ball rolling, Jude. Gordon Tallis had a few words to say around Mitch Moses and his contract saga.
He has, Del. Obviously, Mitch Moses asking for some big money, and Gordy's weighed in and said he hasn't won. That's a winner's check. The money he's asking, you have to get the job done. What are your thoughts?
Well, look, me and Big Gordy, you know, we always have a little bit of banter. I caught up with him last Friday. Look, I don't think Gordy's right in this instance. I know you pay the big money for the blokes who close out games, but the market now, you need halfbacks and 5'8s. Is it Mitch Moses' fault that he's getting offered that sort of money? I know what Gordy's saying. He's got to win a premiership. He hasn't executed in those big games, but, mate, can I tell you, it's a team sport. It's not just him. I think he's playing good football at the moment. He's doing everything right. They're just not getting the win. So I know Big Gordy. Well,
that's what Gordy's saying, is if he was a better player, they'd be getting the wins. He doesn't think he should get the money, like a Kronk money, when he hasn't won anything.
Well, that's not his fault, and I think he's wrong on that, because, like, look at this. What about last week? There was opportunities for them to win it, but it wasn't just him. Like, the forwards, you know, Clint Gutherson, obviously, he made a mistake in the night. It's a team sport. It's not his fault he's getting offered this money. I think Mitch Moses is a good player. I can understand Gordy saying he's not worth 1.4, but, mate, it's like when Super League came in. I don't think Gordy won a premiership, and Gordy got paid massive money. Is that Gordy's fault? We all knew Gordy was a good player. Different position, but, you know, class player.
Massive game of footy, Rabbitohs versus Seagulls this weekend on Saturday night at a Core Stadium. The reported genuine bad blood between Anthony Seibold and Jason Demetrio will come to the fore when the pair meet as NRL head coaches for the first time. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't think this is true. I think this is fake news, because I'll tell you what, someone told us in there at Triple M the other day, his name was Brent Reed. Sorry, Brent Reed. Reedy told me, no, but we were all talking about it. And then I know Jason Demetrio and I know Anthony Seibold, obviously. I don't know why they'd have bad blood, because I asked Seibs, and Seibs goes, mate, he's got no problems with him. So it might be from Jason's side, but not Anthony's.
And reports that Rugby Australia have offered Joseph Suaalii $1 million deal. Where do you reckon this will end up?
Once again, mate, good luck to the kid if he can get $1 million. Mate, I know he can play, but once again, mate, you're going all in on Joseph Suaalii. Mate, the other players are going, I know that me, Lottie and Matt Rogers came across and did what we had to do, but, mate, you're going all in here. All those blokes who play club rugby, you know this, Gus. You go and watch the club rugby stuff. All those young kids coming through. Mm. It's not Joseph's fault, but, mate, what are they thinking, you know?
Well, he was only a couple of years ago, he was playing for Kings and playing for GPS First and that sort of stuff. He can obviously play both, but at some stage I'd love to open the paper and not have his contract to be dealt with. Yep. He signed again with the Roosters and so forth. Of course, Rugby Union will want him. Will they get him? Well, maybe one day, but we need to talk about it every single week.
It gets played out in the media.
He's a young kid, just let him focus.
But boys, once again, you know what? Eddie Jones, masterstroke. We're talking about it now. So player managers, this is what Eddie does. Mate, will Joseph go? He might go. I want him to stay at the Roosters, but you know what? Good luck to the kid.
Absolutely. And this last one, Del, Royce Hunt and the Big Ginger down there in Canberra. Obviously had a bit of fisticuffs on Saturday. Yeah, Horsburgh stayed on the field and got a double. Royce Hunt got 10 in the bin. And Royce Hunt's now come out and said, I've never seen a front rower hide behind a halfback, though. As Ricky Stewart would say, he's a weak, gutted dog. We'll bash them next time. Now, that sells papers, that sort of stuff. Unfortunately, I don't play for quite a bit until the 3rd of September, but these quotes will be brought up then, won't they?
Oh, mate, this is a theatre of rugby league. This is what we love. Mate, who doesn't love this? Mate, the boys are marketing the calendar. We've all had rivalries, mate. Mate, I had one with Adam McDougal, but also, remember that time Ben Cray and the Origins sort of backed up a bit? Mate, Ben Cray's one of my good mates. All the boys are in him going, mate, what about Ben Cray? Mate, reverse. I said, Ben Cray is not a boxer. He's not a fighter. Mm. Some blokes like Gordon Tallis, you know, they go out looking for him. Big Gordy, can I tell you, mate, Gordy, he can box. Gordy saved me one day with Ian Roberts. I did the reverse and Gordy stepped in front of me. So, mate, I'm telling you now, I know, Gus, your boxing career wouldn't have lasted that long either.
You're absolutely right about that.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.